Om Shanti, welcome, welcome. My name is Warren. I've been coming to Mattabahn since 1980, so I've got a little bit to share with you all. But I'm not really going to sit here and share with you how to physically live here. That's your workout, but I will warn you, the water here is different from the water in the West. You may have heard this. If your skin starts to itch, it's because it's got a hard quality to it. If I put a bit of oil on your skin, more than normal. Is this too loud? It's starting to boom. Hello? And also drinking. If you start to drink it, really, some of my sisters and brothers, even though it's been boiled, it still has some quality in it that might help in your cleansing process. So watch the water. And one other basic thing to tell you all. It's so much fun to go shopping. Try and resist. Every time you leave this sacred energy, you lose a little bit of sparkle, a little bit of light. Sure, go and shop, do it, but don't do it as in, that's why I've come for. Put your hand on your heart and ask yourself, why are you here? Was it to go shopping? We've got some back feet happening. Could you fix that somewhere? Thank you, brother. Quite truly, I've witnessed many souls come back from Mattabahn, and some will come back glowing. They will be effulgent for a week, just the aura so bright. But the ones that went shopping every day come in with their big bags, but this wasn't big. It's very, very subtle. You're living in this very pure atmosphere here. It's like blotting paper. Draw it into yourself. So they're just some practical things I thought to share with you. But even more practical than that, I want to talk to you how to meditate. One of my specialities is teaching meditation and practicing it. At times I've sat for days on end. The longest I sat was 21 days in silence. P.S. It was agony. But had to learn how to meditate, to be able to sit that long. But when I first started to meditate, every time I'd sit to meditate, I'd fall asleep. Until Baba taught me something. When I'd sit in yoga, I was taught that I must visualize the light coming to me, being given to me. The old commentaries, and they still exist today, the commentaries were first become soul conscious and then fly up past the roof, past the sun, moon and stars, go into nirvana, and there's Baba. Now commune with Baba. Oh, time and time again, as I was on that journey, I would fall asleep or get distracted with issues at my work. And so I got shown, no, don't go up there to find Baba. Rather, visualize Baba coming down for you. That his light was given to you freely. So I'd sit in front of the translite or in meditation or a picture and using imagination, I would visualize this beautiful light coming over me. Have you ever seen Star Trek? The way the people get beamed up into the spaceship? Not quite like that. But picture, light, love, power coming to you. Where you sit, right here and right now, you hold that visualization for 1 minute, 2 minute, 3 minute, gone. The energy is given to you. Giving, like, you picture some of those birds, they're not very good at taking off, so they just hold out their wings until the wind starts to lift them, and then their little tootsies start to leave the... And so you invoke the power of Baba, you invite it. Particularly through, dare I say it, imagination. But my friends, in this Western academic world, imagination has been denigrated to the realms of childish behavior. And yet, Einstein, the greatest intelligence perhaps in the last century, quote unquote, imagination's more powerful than knowledge. Jaw dropper, hey? And so when you create these images rather than, let me change the word then, these thought forms, these images in your mind, you open up psychic portals. What you believe is happening in the inner world of your mind. I'm pausing on that one. In the physical world, you will believe something when you see it. In the world of the mind, in the world of spirit, you will see it when you believe it. So if you believe Baba is giving you power, light and might, it's happening there and then. But if you have this academic approach, come on, prove to me you're there. I'm waiting. Come on, show me yourself. It's not going to happen, kids. Baba don't play that game. He doesn't have to prove himself to anyone. But if you have faith that that being is there loving you, waiting for you, waiting for you to turn your face and say, are you there? Yes, I am. Bit of faith. Is it making sense? So in your mind, if you believe Baba's with you, he is. If you don't believe he is, he isn't. Scary. But you are, when you realize this, it's not scary. It's simplicity itself. Like say a street child that's never known love. And you walk up to that child and give that child love. The child goes, I don't trust you. Go away. Get out of my face. And yet you're loving that child so much. But all they know is, and that's what they believe, no one loves me. We've become street children. Orphans, Baba calls us. And he says, I love you so dearly. And you go, if you knew me like I knew myself, you wouldn't love me. Baba is loving something deeper in you than what you and I see in our normal level of headspace, normal cognitive function. So I want to, right now, run a little meditation for you. And I'm going to do about three of these little punctuated experiences for you. So right now, excuse me, my breakfast is coming up to say hello to you. Sorry, I'm from Australia. We a little bit casual. But right now, my friends, visualize this divine light shining into you, over you. Hold this image in your mind. Imagine it coming around your aura, the energy around your body. Now imagine it shining into your body, into your head, throat, your heart. Clear through inside your body. And are you capable? I invite you to feel right now that Baba is right with you, closer to you than your thoughts. He's right next to your soul. Giving to you so much light and power. Karen, we're just starting to open up a door. It gets more simple, more easy. But right now, show me a hand if you start to feel this energy coming to you. Yes? A few? Isn't that so much more easy? If you want to go into the light of God and commune, who's the powerful one, you or him? Who's the radiant one? This is not ignorance what I'm talking about. It is fact that Baba's light is shining throughout the world. Tune into it. How? Open your third eye, your eye of faith, and all of a sudden, whoa, it is there. P.S. It's always been there. But you didn't know where to look. You didn't know how to tune into it. My sisters and brothers, quite truly, because I learnt this method, I don't use my mental power to meditate. I use that power. I just surf it. I just glide in it. I arrive in Amritvela, everyone sitting there rigidly perhaps, concentrating on Baba with their brain. I'm watching you, Baba. But I would arrive and just open and surrender to the energy. By 4:45, I was beyond the beyond the beyond, and my sisters and brothers were... You can't concentrate that long. But when you learn how to not concentrate, like I'm talking about using your brain, rather than concentrate, the mantra is man, man above. Surrender, surrender to the energy. The energy is there, Baba is there. Open yourself and just let it flow in. Gone, baby, gone. Phew. I'm giving you a lesson of spiritual hang gliding here. Catch the wind, catch the updraft, or the light as you'd call it. Now another aspect I'll open up for you all. In your booklet for first timers, the first chapters are all about having relationship with Baba. Forgive me, I can't quote them word for word. But I thought I'd give you a little talk of what has worked for me to feel that I can talk to Baba, have him as my friend in a practical way in my life. We all want that, yes? Hands up. That's why we're all here, yeah? And quite perhaps some of you have already a gift inside of you and you have no problem about talking to God. But if you've come from a Christian background like, that says God is up beyond the beyond the beyond, and he might be talking to the Pope, but heaven forbid he won't be talking to you. I will tell you a little joke there, a little funny story. As a small boy, my parents insisted I went to church. And I'm sitting there in my shorts and little whatever I had on. And I'm looking at all the ladies with their fancy hats on. And I felt like I was talking to Bubba. I said, Bubba, I used the word God in those days. God, do you like that lady's hat? It's pretty amazing. And as I was having this nice chat with my personal childhood God, we were saying these prayers, and I said, I don't understand what these words mean. And then I said, and I don't think many others here do either. But between you and I love you. And when I said those words, I was filled with this love. And as a small boy, I skipped home from church. Couldn't wait to go next week. Or did I change my mind by then? Church was often, oh, do I have to go? So, let me wind this back a little bit for you. In Merle, too many times he will say to us all, I am not a thought reader. But then in the rare Merles, when you read between the lines, I'm hearing the song of your hearts. Sundays, he was talking about, I read your thoughts. Every now and then he'll fess up and say, I can read your thoughts. He's a clever teacher, Baba. Why? Because if we just felt he was reading our thoughts all the time, then you wouldn't open yourself to relate to him. It's for you and I to start to relate rather than, oh, you know me anyway. I'm just the same old me. He wants us to learn to communicate with him. And there's different ways you can talk to Baba, communicate with Baba. Hey, I'm getting excited with too many stories to tell you. I'll tell you another one. I had the pleasure of many times being personally in front of Baba, not just in Merle, but face to face. He was in the medium. And sometimes, not just when I was sitting just 1 meter away from Baba, I was in the audience, and I felt that there was such a telepathic space between me and Baba that I could ask him anything. And time again, literally in the Merle spoken, he would give me the answer. Now, that was impressive, but I'll tell you one story when it was super impressive. I sent this thought to Baba. If I'm going through this, what should I do? And straight away he answered. I went, writing it in my book, like I'm just a young man. And as I finished writing it, I went, oh Baba, there was 2 questions I had for you. I've forgotten the other one. And this, what we call touching, came into my mind. Child, I just answered your other question. And you know when you're daydreaming and yet your ears were still open, I rewound what I just heard, and what he said was the answer to what I had forgotten. I just went, you gotta be God. That's not just mind reading, that's such a depth of God. So to have, for me, that faith that if I talk to Baba through my heart, through my mind, real faith, Baba can hear. He's shown me he can. shown me 101 times, 201, 1,001 times that he can hear my thoughts. Now, I'm going to teach you how to cheat, though. More like shortcuts, don't we? One is to write. Write to Baba. There's some strange spiritual apparatus that Baba has, and he speaks of it often in the Murli. I have a camera and I'm watching you all. Have you heard him say that in the Murli? So if you're doing something very tangible, very obvious, that he'll go, ooh. And as I've written those letters to Baba, sometimes, even as I'm writing, if it's questions, I already know the answer. It's like the wisdom of the wise is sitting on my intellect. Okay, I hear you asking me, I see you're asking me these questions. Here's the answer. But even easier than that, I speak out loud. Not in public, by the way. But I'll move away from everyone. Say if I've got a problem at work or something like that, I will have a tea break and I'll go outside and say, oh, Baba, I've got some problems here. What to do? And very clearly, either I have this audible answer come into my mind, or a feeling comes to me. And that feeling unpacks like a whole story, and I go, of course. And another thing that sometimes happens is, like I said, just direct knowing. I didn't know the answer before I asked, but as soon as I've asked, I know. I go, thank you. Even though I didn't hear anything terribly strong, it was just all of a sudden I knew. How does this work? Baba is truth itself. If you touch truth, you know everything. No falsehood could be hidden. Miraculous. And other times, of course, when I've asked Baba things, just a miracle happens. Like the other day, I was felt very close to Baba and said, Baba, I would like to get a lift over to Pandav Bhavan. And there's this brother in no time at all riding by with a motorbike, and I hailed him. You're going to the Pandav Bhavan? He says, sure, get on. And I'm on the back whistling away, Baba, Baba, Baba. Those type of small miracles are very, very, very common. Now, how does all this work? Perhaps you can consider that you and I are living in a maze. You can't see tomorrow. You can't see what's around the corner. But where is Baba? Above. And of course, the being that is above the maze, New Agey people call it the realm of separation. I'm separate from you down here. When I'm right up high, if I want to, I'll be in your mind. I'll know your soul. Like, there's no separation then. Do you know what I'm explaining? And picture then, when you're right up there with Baba, you get an eagle eye view on all those things that down here you go, what's happening? How do and you're trying to think your problems away. I tell all my students, Baba's students that come to the center, don't use your brain anymore with your problems. You're wasting your time. If you want to get the answer quick smart, put your problems aside. Go flying. Go up, up, up with Baba as high as you can, and then eagle eye view. You look down on it and you go, of course, I can see the path through the forest now. I can see the path over the mountains. There it is. A different way, but very authentic way, how relating to Baba can help you with your life, your joy, your success, and your journey to enlightenment. Yes, Baba can help you live a happy life down here. That's part of the, sure, I'll help you. But honestly, Baba hasn't come to be a Santa Claus. Oh, whatever you want, child. You want a bigger color television? Who wants a Mercedes Benz? Yeah, I'll help you. Don't ask those questions of Baba. You won't get much of a reply. Or maybe a... But if you ask him questions about the journey to enlightenment, how can I meditate better? How can I be closer to you? How can I be the deity that you wish me to become? Then the teacher of teachers will be buzzing around you like a bumblebee, finessing, advising you, make this effort, child, do this, child, do that. When you ask the right questions, understand who Baba is. He's the purifier. He's the mother, father of your soul that wants to take you home, wants to return you to pure love. All vices go. So I want to take you now into one more meditation. And then one more quick one. Okay? Let's do it. So sit comfortably. Straight away I want you to have this imagery that Baba's around you and in you. Shining in you and around you. Don't feel he is separate. She is separate. No. As soon as you stop and turn your face to Baba, consider Baba saying, I've been waiting. I've been waiting for you to look towards me. Now open your heart. Not just that imaging that light is around you. Open your heart. And feel Baba's heart shining into your heart too. And as you do this, silence will start to ring in your heart, in your mind. The connection through which you can communicate strangely is silence. So enter into this silent mind, this silent connection with Baba, full of love. Not romantic love, a silent love. Now really, I invite you to have the faith that he can hear your thoughts now. And let it be informal. I love you, I always have loved you, whatever you feel like saying. Or if you have riddles or questions you want clarity to, you can pop a question in there. And don't preempt the answer, just feel. Don't think about your family, my friends. No. You get strong in the light and then help them. You're new. You get your strong connection with Baba. After, help many. And now Baba's language is the language of feelings. That's his main language. Others could be used, but you just feel right about something all of a sudden. A feeling of certainty. A feeling of safety. That you're okay. You're where you're meant to be. All is good. So I'm starting to watch the time, my friends, otherwise I feel like staying here for the rest of the day. But come back, I'll give you one more little gift from being in this presence, in this class. I'm going to shift the energy, the focus. Many times Baba says, you don't remember me because you're not so conscious. The teaching of Baba every Murli, probably 5, 10, 15, 100 times, be so conscious and remember me. Many Brahmins can end up just being loving humans that are loving the light. You're safe there. That's good. But if you really want to understand the great journey, who is on the journey? The soul. The point. Point of pure consciousness has fallen asleep in all this false sense of identity. So before you meditate, enter into, as best you can, inward looking, not outward looking, inward looking. Go in, touch the light of your immortal self, then do that same imagery of now the light, and you'll go up. And when you're up there, merge, and then shine out. Anthony Strano is one of our senior brothers, and he's got many books, many legendary tapes, and one of his mantras was inwards, upwards, outwards. So often I'm running retreats, people come and they'll leave, and some will complain, I didn't learn how to meditate. So after hearing that, I said, now I'm teaching you how to meditate. And I say it like 10 times with them all. And repeat it with me now. Sorry with the language. But first, inwards. Take your consciousness into the soul. Upwards, travel up to Baba. Use his energy to go up there though. And then let Baba's energy just shine out. Far and wide. Merge. Samadhi. Gone. So, say after me, especially if you speak English or in your language, inwards, upwards, outwards. Again, I'm trying to put in some NLP little thing. Shivani does this all the time. Inwards, upwards, outwards. Inwards, upwards, outwards. So as soon as someone says, let's meditate, don't just go, oh, time for power nap. Be like the turtle, pull all your thinking of your life into the soul. I'm not interested in life, I'm interested in the one who's living. The soul is the living being, living the life. Don't be caught in your story. Oh, but I got so many problems in my story. Stop it. Find yourself. That'll take care of itself. Then connect with Baba. And then just let Baba just beam through you. Okay. Let's play. Oh. And it's very important, I find, that you condense your consciousness so much that you enter the I Am, the point. Many commentaries, and I'm rattling my stick on their cage, now I see myself as a light in the forehead. Yes. Now I look at Baba. Wrong. See yourself as a light in the forehead, yes. Now condense your consciousness and enter it. Become the light that you are. Too many bypass that step. You really haven't sent your sense of self into being a spirit. You're just looking at it. You're still being a voyeur of it. Voyeur meaning you're just looking at it. Yeah. No. Be. The words are consider yourself a soul. Your sense of self has gone into it rather than I know I'm a soul. Baba told me so. Refine it even more. Go in. Let's do it now. Okay. Sit nicely. Relax your body. Deepen your breath. Now focus your mind towards the light in your forehead. Imagine a light shining inside your brain, behind your face. Now condense your consciousness and step into that light. Feel you are the light shining inside your brain, behind your face. Now visualize that downpouring spiritual power from Baba. Quite truly, Baba is the mother, father of the soul, not your human ego. Visualize this wonderful light and love wrapping around you, the light, energizing you and pulling you up, 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 higher and higher. First level of Baba, his bright light. Go in deeper into his heart, the love, the fire of love of God's being. And go even further into the spiritual sun, into Baba's truth. The immortal. Allow endless light and power to beam through your being out into the cosmos. It's bigger than the world, my friends, what Baba offers. Don't you think he can hear you when you talk to him? Baba is incredible. So enjoy your Madhuban talking to Baba, communicating. If you'd like to write, like to just hug him more energetically, get your link with Baba nice and bright and simple. I hope this is simple. Inwards, upwards, outwards. Simple, simple, simple. But go in. Start there. They've stopped my time at... I'm over time already. So I hope you enjoyed and are inspired to practice. And I brought along a didgeridoo to play, but I didn't have any time to play for you. But if you want to sit here, I'll play a little bit for you.